I think we've seen this trend in the past number of years where we've had very high numbers of collisions on our roads and unfortunately in people losing their lives. And time again we see that it's young people, unfortunately, that are being killed and seriously injured. We see this, I think, for the last number of years, and it has historically been the case that so many of our accidents have involved young people, and a lot of those are, of course, learner drivers. For those of us that live in rural areas or certainly outside of the major cities, learning to drive is an important thing that young people, I suppose, almost have to do because it's the only form of transport for a lot of people to get to work to try and advance in life. And it's also about confidence and all of those things. Learning to drive is a great thing for a young person to be able to do and to be able to do safely. Unfortunately, we have a situation where some get learner permits, don't sit the test, and continue to get them for years and years, and that means that they're never checked on, and they can have very bad habits and end up in a situation where we see so many people been killed on our roads. And we need to have, I think, you know, an effective system to ensure that people have to sit the test, that they can't continue to get learner permits indefinitely, and that needs to come to an end. And we also, I think, need to look at the criteria and the curriculum that's used for learning people how to drive, because some of it is about passing the test rather than actually producing safe road users, and we need to have the emphasis on safety, because we can't continue this situation where so many people are being killed and seriously injured in road traffic collisions.
You mentioned there people repeating getting learner permits and never sitting the test. Do you think a ban on repeatedly applying for learner permits is the way to go to resolve this issue?
Well, I think there needs to be some system put in place to ensure that people can't indefinitely continue applying for the test and not sitting it and then getting a new learner permit every time. That's presently the process, and it is simply, you know, untenable that we can continue that. And I think there needs to be a system brought in where a person can have two, possibly three learner permits, and at that stage there needs to be a serious look at why they're not sitting the test, why they're not qualifying as a qualified driver. We also have a situation, of course, that people who have learner permits are supposed to be accompanied by a qualified driver when they're driving. Some of these people are years driving around and nobody with them, and can have very bad habits and very, you know, dangerous situations evolving from that. So I think we certainly need to look at that. And I know the government has said they'll do it, but they've been talking about it for years now and nothing has happened. And we continually have so many families and communities tragically losing people on our roads, particularly our young people that we treasure so much.